It's the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice. Over 100 people gathered around a burial site in Presidio on the first of this month, but it was not your typical funeral. This ceremony marked the return to earth for indigenous remains that had been excavated years prior. Big Bend Sentinel reporter Sam Karras writes, it was the end of a journey that began more than two decades ago. Sam, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about these remains. When were they discovered and where?
So these remains were discovered in Presidio about two decades ago in 2003, when a city works crew that was digging a trench accidentally hit a burial pit adjacent to an established and protected archaeological site. The Center for Big Bend Studies at Sol Ross State University sprang into action a couple years later and excavated the remains and the funerary objects in the pit for their protection. But once they were in the university's protection, there's a lot of really complex laws about who those remains can be given to and where they can be reburied. So it took about two decades of advocacy for them to return to Presidio.
So during all of this waiting time, where have the remains been?
They've been at Sol Ross State University, I believe, in basement storage. So the people who have been advocating for the remains to be returned are part of a larger cultural and political movement arguing that the way that Native remains and Native objects in general in institutions' possessions should be treated with a lot more respect.
What were some of the complications surrounding this? And tell us about the efforts to repatriate the remains.
So in 1990, NAGPRA, or the Native American Grave Protection and Repatriation Act, was passed. And over the course of about a decade, it's estimated about 210,000 objects and people that were in collections around the country would be returned to indigenous tribes. The issue is that a lot of communities have trouble accessing the political power to repatriate these remains. And this was the case for this group in Presidio. An elder with the People of La Junta for Preservation, which is an indigenous-led organization here in Presidio, advocated for their return for over two decades. But these laws favor tribes who are federally recognized. Mm. So that's tribes that have fought wars with the United States or were forced onto reservations by the United States. But a lot of Native people here in the borderlands know that they're Native, but their ancestors were originally colonized by the Spanish. So their legal status has been different over the past couple of generations.
So how close to where they were originally excavated are they resting now?
Just about a mile. It's within the same town. So the archaeological site is called the Millington Site, and it's on the east side of Presidio, kind of heading towards Terlingua. And that site is super important. It's actually one of the oldest continuously excavated sites that we have here at what's called La Junta de los Rios, which is the meeting of the Conchos and the Rio Grande. Many people believe that this is the oldest continuously farmed place in North America. So it's a kind of cradle of civilization for Texas, one could argue.
So this was, as you said, more than two decades in the making and quite an ordeal. What was the scene like during the ceremony? Did this feel like a satisfying ending for those who fought so hard for so long?
Absolutely. It was one of the most moving things that I've been invited to participate in as a journalist. It was absolutely amazing where both the spiritual and religious and the physical work of returning these remains to the earth was a community effort, both by the archaeologists who helped to return these remains, by the Native people who advocated for their return, and for neighbors and friends and family and everybody in town. It was a really amazing event.
I guess looking forward just a little bit, I mean, is there any precedent that's set here or any agreement or something that's come to an understanding that if something like this should happen to the future, that maybe it might not take so long to come to a satisfactory ending?
That's a complicated question because the laws changed again earlier this year. Mm. So it's now my understanding that it's even more difficult for tribes and for individuals without federally recognized tribal status to access and to advocate for the repatriation of remains. But people here in Presidio are hoping that they're helping to change things because there are still dozens of ancestors from the Big Bend in collections around the country. There's people from Presidio County at Harvard University, for some reason at Nassau County, Florida. Hmm. They're all over the country. So they're hoping that this is kind of a drop in the bucket towards a broader systemic change.
Sam Karras is a reporter with the Big Bend Sentinel. We'll share a link to this reporting at texasstandard.org. Sam, thanks again.
Thank you so much, Laura.